Darling, I'm happy to say that our marriage is an unqualified success.
It is?
Yeah.
Did you just decide that?
According to this quiz in the paper, Test Your Wife, I've just given you a score of 92.
Is that good?
Good. According to the quiz, anything over 85 is an ideal marriage. Allow me to congratulate you, Mrs. Stone.
Well, allow me to congratulate you, Dr. Stone.
I think you two will be very happy together.
This is how you rate me.
Yeah, and believe me, I was being perfectly honest and objective about it.
Let's see, qualities of parenthood. 18 out of a possible 20 points. Civic interest, 18 out of 20. Ability as hostess, 18 out of 20. Habits of thrift, 20 out of 20. It's very interesting.
Yeah, you know, they have tests to measure practically anything these days. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a test to measure how good you are at taking tests.
This represents your true opinion of me.
Yeah, I thought you'd be pleased.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am. I'm delighted. It's very flattering you think me almost perfect as a mother, almost perfect as a hostess, and absolutely perfect in the habits of thrift.
Darling, you can make anything sound damaging with that tone of voice.
I'm not using any particular tone of voice. But it does come as somewhat of a surprise to learn that you regard me more highly as a penny watcher than you do a mother.
Darling, now don't twist things around. All I meant was that you're an exceptional manager. And a very good thing for us that you are.
Storm warning's up. I'm going over to Zach's.
Honey, I never dreamed you'd take offense at a harmless quiz.
Not taking offense. I'm just questioning the way you rate me.
Well, then what's wrong with calling you thrifty?
Nothing. It's the way you arrive at it. I do not carefully weigh costs before making a purchase.
Well, all I meant
was... And I would not drive all the way across town to save 15 cents. That's just plain ridiculous. I mean, the gas and oil would cost 8 cents, and there's 5 cents for the parking meter and all that wear and tear on the car. Well, there's your 15 cents. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is. Especially since you never weigh costs. You just plunge ahead.
Oh, now, look, I don't claim to be a spendthrift, but on the other hand, I am not frugal either.
Of course not. Mending that old shirt of mine is a hobby of yours.
I am not mending this old shirt of yours.
Oh, then what are you doing with it?
I am making an apron out of it.
Honey, do you have any string you can tie up this package with?
String? I'm afraid not.
Oh, don't you have an old box where you save string from packages and things?
No, I don't. And I don't save old paper bags and tinfoil.
All right, honey.
In spite of what you seem to think, I am not a confirmed hoarder.
Darling, I never thought you were. You're a careful, efficient manager. I have some old leftover coffee.
Yes.
Mommy, Janie told me that her whole family was invited to Ellen Bergson's wedding.
Well, so was ours.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful. I love to go to weddings.
Not me. I may not even go to my own.
No, it would be too hasty. They usually serve refreshments.
Well, maybe I will go, but not to my own.
The whole family is
Honey,
going...
Honey, do you have any string?
No, Daddy. The whole family is going to Ellen Bergson's wedding.
Jen, do you have any string?
No.
Oh, it's the biggest wedding in Hilldale in years.
And it's formal, too.
Formal? Does that mean I have to wear my brown suit?
No, dear.
Good.
It means you'll have to wear your dark blue suit.
No.
And, Mary, you can wear your pink organdy.
Oh, Mommy, that's so childish. Can't I get a new formal?
Well, we'll try it on and see. Oh, Jeff, put on your blue suit. I want to see how it fits.
Do I have to?
Yes, dear, now run along.
Oh, boy.
What shape is your tuxedo in, dear?
Oh, as good as new.
Yes, well, maybe you better try it on, hmm?
You think so? What are you going to wear?
Oh, my red dress. I've only worn it a few times.
Well, buy yourself a new one if you want to.
Oh, well, thank you, dear, but I hate to put money in a dress. I'll only wear a... Maybe I will.
Go ahead. I don't want you to feel like you have to save money. Well, I'll go upstairs and try on my tux.
Dear.
Thank you.
You get a new dress.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
All right, break it up, break it up. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a blue suit before?
Yes, but you look so funny, like, well, like a chicken trying to fly.
Mary. Honey, you've grown more than I realized. You'll have to have a new suit.
Well, can I have a green one like Zach's with the leather buttons and...
No, dear, you may not.
Another dark blue one.
Oh. Oh, Daddy.
Not bad, huh? I might go into the diplomatic service.
Nice, very nice.
Oh, Mommy, you're not wearing that same red dress again, are you?
Oh, why not? It's not too childish for me, and I haven't outgrown it.
I know, but you've worn it so many times, it's practically a Hilldale tradition.
Oh, Mary, you're exaggerating. There aren't that many occasions in Hilldale to wear a formal. I've only worn it, six or seven times.
Mother.
Well, I think it looks pretty good.
You'll look beautiful in it, as you do in everything you wear.
Thank you, dear. That settles it. I will not buy a new dress for the wedding. But, George...
Louise... You will not buy a new dress for the wedding, and that is final.
George, please, come and look. I haven't a thing to wear. Just look.
Well, what's all that? Dust rags?
I can't wear any of those things.
Oh, why not, for heaven's sake? Any of these things. Here, why can't you wear that one?
No, I can't wear that again. I wore that to the Kimballs, and the same people who were there will be at the wedding.
Sake, Louise. Would you please tell me something? Why a man can wear a suit until it falls apart, but a woman can't be seen in the same dress twice.
Well, men and women are different.
Yes, I'm aware of that, dear. But I want to know, what happens to a woman who wears the same dress twice? Now, is she arrested for vagrancy? Is she picketed by the clothing manufacturers? Is she barred from department stores?
Oh, George, you just don't understand.
I'll try. Go on.
Well, you see, it's just that... Well... When a woman wears a dress other women have seen, she doesn't feel chic. And that makes her insecure, and she has trouble falling asleep at night. And then she gets nervous from lack of sleep, and eventually she has a breakdown.
All this from wearing the same dress twice?
It could happen.
Well, will you please tell me something? Why is it that Donna Stone hasn't broken down? Now, I've seen her in the same dress more than once, and she looks rested and relaxed and very beautiful.
Well, I'm quite sure that even Donna Stone is going to have a new dress for the wedding.
Well, how do you know?
Well, it's that kind of an affair. Every woman in Hilldale will have a new dress except me.
Even Donna?
Certainly. She couldn't possibly wear that red formal again.
All right. If Donna gets a new dress, you get one, too.
Oh, thank you, darling. She wouldn't wear it again. Donna, I'm going to come clean. I didn't just drop by because I was in the neighborhood.
Oh, you make it sound ominous.
What is it? Well, it's about the wedding.
Oh, yes, we're all looking forward to it.
I just saw Gladys Walker. She's getting a new dress at the Bon Ton. French model.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be beautiful. Gladys has such good taste.
And Ellen Thompson's getting her new gown next week in New York.
How exciting.
And I'm getting a new dress, too, for the wedding.
Oh, well, you always look wonderful.
What are you going to wear, Donna?
Oh, I'm going to wear the red dress. I think you've seen it.
Oh, yes. Isn't that the one you wore to the Kimballs?
Yes, that's it.
And you wore it at the club dance?
Yes.
And then you wore it at the Carter's engagement party?
Yes. And then you wore it at... never mind, Louise, you've made your point. What's wrong with my red dress?
Oh, not a thing, dear. It's lovely. And so are you. Well, it's just that you've worn it at least five times that I know of.
Seven.
There's more reason, I should think, why you should get a new one.
Louise, this dress is quite new. I like the way it looks. I like the way it fits. It's still in style. I don't see any reason to scrap it for a new dress. It really doesn't make sense. It just isn't practical.
That's your trouble. You're too practical. You don't buy a new dress by a slide rule. It's a matter of instinct.
Well, my instincts are all against it.
Donna... I think it's just wonderful the way you decide just how much you can spend and how to find the best values and... But sometimes I think you have a tendency to be a little too thrifty.
Yes.
That's it. I really think it could be overdone. Oh, Donna,
Let me appeal to your sense of loyalty.
Loyalty to what?
To the women of Hilldale.
What are you talking about?
Donna, all over town, women are arguing with their husbands about a new dress for the wedding. And all over town, husbands are saying, Donna Stone wears the same dress year after year, and she looks lovely. So why buy a new dress? You're making it tough on all of us.
Louise, you can't be serious.
Oh, yes, I can. George won't let me buy a new dress unless you do. Of course, I was only guessing about the rest of the town, but it's a pretty good guess. You have a reputation.
A reputation as a penny pincher?
Oh, please don't put it that way, dear. Everybody knows that you're generous in every way. It's just that, well, you're not extravagant.
I'm a tightwad?
Oh, no, dear, not that. It's...
Well, as a matter of fact, everyone is quite wrong. I am going to buy a new dress.
You are?
Yes. As soon as Mary gets home from school, we're going shopping.
Marvelous. I'll go with you. Oh, Donna, it's a knockout. An absolute stunner.
You and the gown complement each other beautifully, Mrs. Stone.
Well, thank you. It is lovely.
Well, I think the color is particularly becoming.
Yes, well, this is a very flattering shade of blue.
Oh, if you can resist that, Donna, you're just not human, that's all.
Miss Robbins?
Oh, excuse me, please.
Oh, I thought she'd never go.
Why? What's wrong? What are you doing?
I'm looking for the price tag.
Oh, that's a wrong attitude, Donna. First, you decide whether you like the dress.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to decide whether I like the dress or not. That's why I'm looking for the price tag.
Mommy.
Oh.
Oh, honey, it's gorgeous.
Do you really like it?
Oh, yes.
You don't think it, well, makes me look too young, do you?
Too young? Oh, honey, you look at least 6 months older than you really are. Turn around.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Mother, yours is just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't it charming?
Oh, yes. Well, we'll take this.
Oh, thank you, Mommy. I'm going to go change now.
All right.
You and your daughter have chosen two of the loveliest dresses we have.
Yes, well, I've decided against this dress.
Oh, Donna!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stone. I thought you liked it.
Oh, I do, but the color. I don't like the color.
Why, you yourself said that shade of blue was flattering to you.
Yeah, I know, but...
But what?
Blue depresses me. It makes me feel blue.
Donna, this dress is simply beautiful on you.
Well, I don't know. Shall I put it away for you while you decide?
Oh, would you do that, please?
Certainly, Mrs. Stone. I'll see how your daughter's getting along.
Oh, Donna, you're a double-crosser.
Well, now, don't worry. I haven't said I wouldn't take it. I just want to think about it.
How'd the shopping go?
Oh, we found a lovely dress for Mary.
Oh, what'd you get for yourself?
Well, I tried on a very pretty blue dress, but...
What?
It was expensive, and I just couldn't see putting all that money into a new dress when I have a perfectly good one hanging at home in the closet. What's so funny?
Oh, I just had a picture of you wrestling with yourself in the dress shop.
Honestly, I don't think you know me very well, really.
Oh, come on,
hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jen.
Honey.
Well, how am I going to last until dinner?
You'll have to be brave.
Lamb croquettes. I love them.
Who said anything about lamb croquettes?
Nobody. I just figured it out. The other night we had roast lamb, and then we had lamb casserole. So now we're due for lamb croquettes.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, no, darling. That wasn't meant as a criticism.
I like lamb croquettes.
It takes talent to run a kitchen on a sound, practical basis.
Well, this practical kitchen is closing down.
What?
What do we do for dinner?
We're going out to dinner. The whole family.
Sounds like a very pleasant idea. Where would you like to go?
Pierre's.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the most expensive restaurant in town.
What happened? Somebody leave us an oil well?
You don't have to be rich to go out to dinner once in a while. The trouble with this family is it's too thrift conscious.
All right, darling. If that's really what you want, I'll call Pierre's right now and reserve us a table.
That's really what I want.
Ah, Dr. Stone, how are you? Oh, it's wonderful to see you. It's an honor to have you with us.
Thank you.
And your lovely wife.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
And this is my daughter, Mary, and my son, Jeff.
Hello, Mary, Jeff.
How's your little daughter, Pierre?
Oh, wonderful, Doctor. You know, since you treated her, the trouble has never returned. Really, you did a work of magic.
Oh, nature helped a little, too, I think.
Well, your table is ready, and I shan't keep you waiting. Won't you please follow me? Waiter will be here to take your orders. And I do hope you will enjoy your dinner.
Thank you, Pierre.
Excuse me.
Now, I want everyone to order from the left side of the menu. No running fingers down the price column. Just order whatever you feel like having.
Dangerous words.
Anything anyone wants. I know what I want without even looking at the menu.
Well, I knew what I wanted until I looked at the menu.
Don't worry about prices, dear.
Oh, it's not the prices. There's stuff on this menu I've never even heard of. Like, what's Pommes de Terry Dauphinois?
Dauphinois?
That's potatoes, Jeff.
Why don't they say potatoes?
Well, because then they couldn't charge $2.50 for them. It's worth a lot in the French original, but it loses in the translation.
That's the wrong attitude, dear. Tonight, we do not worry about cost. We just order whatever appeals to us.
Well, Mommy, what about... Is it épinard?
That sounds good. What is it?
It's spinach.
Doesn't sound like spinach. Do you suppose it tastes like it?
Oh, I'm sure it's very good. Anybody who likes spinach would enjoy it.
Hey, here's something that costs $18, and I can't even say it.
Don't try. Anything that costs $18, I don't want to hear about it.
I'm going to have the steak. Filet mignon.
Uh-huh.
Baked potato with chives. I'm beginning to suspect that it's the rest of you who have the frugal instincts.
Oh, that's just that the menu is unfamiliar.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Mrs. Stone will have the filet mignon.
Medium rare.
Baked potato.
With chives. And I'd like some caviar first, please.
Imported.
All our caviar is imported.
I'll have the filet too, please. Rare.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided yet, honey?
Do you have hamburger steak?
Cote Napoléon à la pierre.
Oh, that's fine. I'll have that.
What else?
That's all.
Oh, that is all?
I'm not very hungry.
Me too. I'll have the same thing.
The same thing. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, madame.
I'll have the same as the children, instead of what I ordered.
Thank you.
Delicious.
That's all I want.
I guess I'm full, too.
It's a shame not to finish them. They cost $4.75 each.
I like hamburgers at a ball game better.
They're just too spicy for me.
I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Oh, of course it isn't, dear. How can you blame yourself?
Because we ordered by price instead of what we really wanted.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, I imagine you're all still hungry, so maybe we ought to go home right now and you can all have dinner. Check.
Yes, sir?
Oh, no. Check for Dr. Stone. Well, tonight you are my guest.
It's a very pretty dress.
Well, of course it's a pretty dress. That's not the point. I said it was a pretty dress. It's just not a new one. Oh, I was flabbergasted when Miss Robbins told me you decided not to take that other dress.
Well, Louise, I like this dress, and, well, I'm going to wear it.
Yes, but how will it make you feel inside? You know it's an old dress. How will you feel down deep?
Well, it'll make me feel very sensible.
Exactly. And no woman wants to feel sensible.
She doesn't?
No. Woman wants to feel smart, not sensible.
Well, anyway, Alex likes this dress.
Oh, he's a man.
I noticed that ages ago.
What I mean is, women don't dress for men, they dress for other women.
Yeah, well, I guess some women do.
Chic women do. Men don't notice anything about a woman's clothes except the price tag. Oh, Donna, please get a new dress for the wedding.
Well, I'll try to keep an open mind about it.
I don't like to make a personal plea out of this, but if you're going to wear that same formal again, I won't get the dress I've got my heart set on. And now don't forget, it's not just for me. It's for all the women of Hilldale.
I'll try to keep that in mind, too, dear.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Louise gone?
Yes. Dear, do you think it would be all right for me to wear this dress to the wedding?
Oh, I thought it was all settled.
Well, it was, but I've talked to Louise and now I'm not so sure.
Well, darling, that dress is perfectly all right.
Yes? Well, if you say so.
I do. Believe me, you'll get by with it.
Get by? Yeah, I don't want to just get by.
Now, honey, all I said was...
How do you think it'll make me feel inside?
Darling, it's all very simple. If you want to wear this dress, wear it. If you want to buy a new one, buy it.
Louise was right. You really don't care.
Oh, yes, I do
no,
care.
No, you don't. You just admitted it. You said, wear the red dress or buy a new one. It really doesn't make any difference to you.
Now, honey, it just sounded that way. What I meant was I want you to do whatever will make you happy.
I'm going to buy a new dress for Louise and the women of Hilldale.
Donna. Donna.
Jeff, will you get off of the steps? Navy blue picks up everything. There.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Wow-wee!
Oh, Mommy, you look simply divine.
Oh, Mom, you're a smash.
What more is there for me to say?
Well, say that you like the dress, if you do.
It's not fair to the bride. With you in the same room, nobody will look at her.
Then you think it was worth it?
Of course it was worth it.
Well, dear, is the price important? I mean, isn't it how I feel down deep that counts?
Well, it's whatever makes you happy. There's no price tag on that.
Come, children.
$140.
Next to the wedding cake, you were the prettiest thing there.
Thank you, dear. Oh, I'll get it.
I'll admit the price stunned me at first, but it was worth every penny of it. You were the sensation of the wedding.
Well, I'm glad you liked the dress in spite of the price.
Oh, actually, Donna, the price...
Hi.
Oh, hi, Louise.
Oh, stay where you are, please. I know I'm upsetting your breakfast, but I just had to stop by. Did you get away with it?
Get away with what?
Did you fall for the whole thing? My price tag and all?
You mean your dress didn't cost $240?
I spent about $10 dyeing the red dress black, and then about $5 more for some other changes. Some total, $15. That was my new dress.
And this was my new dress. Poor George.